This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The home ownership rate in this country is well below where it used to be. There are more renters and fewer buyers out there. That makes sense, given the collapse of the U.S. housing market 6 or so years ago. But that does not mean that nobody is buying. In fact, the past couple of years, it's been open season for investors who want to be landlords. And I'm not just talking about your cousin who used to be a broker here, you guys. It's big money out there, private equity firms and hedge funds. Stan Alcorn breaks it down.
For 25 years, Kathy Cobb has lived in Cincinnati's East Price Hill on a block packed with wooden frame houses and miniature lawns.
We all went to the same church. The kids would play outside, and it was more of a neighborhood.
This area was decimated by the housing crisis. On a nearby block, nearly one in two houses fell into foreclosure.
I don't think anybody's in that one. And there's nobody in that one, so we're the only ones left.
The only homeowners left on the street. Neighboring houses became foreclosures and vacancies. And then, in the last few years, they became occupied by renters, who Cobb doesn't care for.
The new people just come in, tear things up for a year, maybe 6 months, and then go away.
Nationwide, millions of households have gone from owning to renting. And that shift toward what's been called a rentership society caught the attention of institutional investors, hedge funds, real estate investment trusts, and private equity firms like Blackstone.
The way the institutional investors think of this is, what is the most attractive investment I can put in my portfolio?
Lori Goodman is the director of the Housing Finance Policy Center at the Urban Institute.
And when home prices fell to very distressed levels, they were able to buy up properties, rehab them, and rent them out and achieve a very attractive return on their investment.
They were basically making a bet on the gap between record low prices to buy a house and a stable, growing market to rent one. Since 2012, that bet has grown to tens of billions of dollars.
They've sort of standardized the operation. So everyone gets gray carpet number 53. Everyone gets this type of refrigerator, this type of toilet, this type of oven.
These new industrial-scale property managers now own nearly 200,000 homes.
It's important, though, to not lose sight of the fact that this is a very small proportion of the rental stock.
Institutional investors own fewer than 5% of the houses converted into rentals since the crisis. They're actually just riding a much larger wave of investors trying out the same basic idea, but on a much smaller scale. In Cincinnati's East Price Hill, Ken Smith runs a community development corporation, revitalizing the neighborhood by fixing up neglected homes, like a stately yellow two-story on Beach Avenue.
The street has a lot of potential and has a lot of investment.
But two blocks down, the home buyer is a California company called Raineth, which has scooped up more than 100 houses in the area.
It is certainly empty with the number, looks like on a Sharpie, written on the front of the house.
Like several other Raineth-owned properties we visit, there's garbage, peeling paint, and an overgrown lawn. Smith's worry is that this won't change.
We want others to invest in the neighborhood, bring capital to the community to help rebuild it. But we know there's good investment and there's bad investment.
He worries that an investment seeking high returns from rent rather than the home's value will mean an incentive to cut corners on long-term repairs to the detriment of the community.
Let's face it, you could put $70,000 into a home and get a certain amount of rent, or you could put $30,000 into that home and get maybe less rent, but a better return on the $30,000 investment.
I can understand people's concerns, but from my perspective, they don't really make sense.
Ed Renick is the founder of Raineth.
So what they're worried is that we're going to bring $50 million into these communities and then not care about the long-term value of the assets we bought with $50 million.
The 12% annual return Raineth is promising its investors is based on rental income, not the home's long-term value. But Renick points out the alternative isn't a more selfless or far-sighted buyer. It's no buyer at all.
We are taking houses that are empty. We are taking houses that are broken.
And the $6,000 to $8,000 Raineth spends on rehabbing each home, compare that to what local landlords might spend.
Those local landlords are great people, but they're also significantly cash constrained. And a cash constrained landlord is a bad landlord.
Cincinnati will find out soon whether an investor constrained landlord is better. Raineth aims to buy 25 houses a month here. And a $3.5 billion business called American Homes for Rent has bought more than 1,000. It was just named the fastest-growing housing company in the country, with revenue growth last year of 3,000%. In Cincinnati, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.